This is the Coffs Coast 106.3 Triple M News.
Showers and a top of 24 on the Coffs Coast today. Good morning, I'm Lee Jollo with the latest local news. The opposition leaders overnight revealed Labor's budget reply speech, saying first home buyers would benefit and we'd see lower taxes and more money for schools and healthcare. Meanwhile, Cowper MP Luke Hartsook has labelled Cowper candidate Rob Oakeshott, a Labor supporter, in independence clothing. Oakeshott will take on the Nationals candidate Pat Conaghan at the election next month. Mr Hartsook says Mr Oakeshott's claim to be an independent was a masquerade when he became the Line MP in 2010. A win-win for the Coffs Harbour City Council and the community with a new digital booking system rolled out this week. Katja Rose Moss with more.
It's available for easier and more convenient access to key council facilities. Bookings are able to be made for recreational activities, club meetings, classes, functions and even weddings. Coffs Harbour City Council Mayor Denise Knight says it improves customer service, makes sure local spaces are better taken advantage of and simplifies in-house processes.
We're getting more international visitors coming to the North Coast than we were a year ago, according to stats out from Tourism Research Australia. In the year ending December 2018, 355,000 international visitors came here, 5,000 more than in 2017. They stayed 3.7 million nights, but that's actually down from the 3.9 million in 2017, meaning a spend of $13 million less. Nonetheless, Destination New South Wales CEO Sandra Chipchase says there are plenty of reasons those from overseas come to visit.
Our state is home to iconic landmarks, beautiful beaches, amazing festivals and events, fantastic shopping and attractions, a world-class food and wine scene, and unbeatable hospitality. So it's no wonder international visitors keep coming back to New South Wales.
And Bellingen Shire Council has installed new interpretive signage at four of its reserves, educating visitors on the importance of the locations. Now to sport. Mid-North Coast Rugby is back this weekend with a bang. The organisation's Steve Shields with the preview.
No better way to start the season than with a rematch of last year's grand final. Clearly the match of the round is 2018 Premier's Coffs Rugby at home to the Hastings Valley Vikings. In other matches, Port Macquarie Pirates will host Southern Cross University Marlins at Stewart Park, Port Macquarie. The Kempsey Firsts have the bye, but the Seconds will host Bowraville at Crescent Head.
And that's the latest news and sport.